We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia, along with Christian Garrick and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting, Insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. We finally get some football tonight, kind of. I'll take whatever we could get, but we get the Hall of Fame game.
So okay, how much money you got on this game, Ryan?
Yeah, right. So what's the most popular bet on the Hall of Fame game?
On the
game?
Hall of Fame game. Don't tell me the under.
Yeah, I mean, the under. I mean, look at the total. That's kind of what you expect. I feel like, it's hitting at like a 70% clip. The under is in these
yes.
Hall of Fame games. The total went from 33.5 all the way down to 30, which is absolutely insane. I got a little bit of value. So the Jags opened up as 2.5-point favorites. And then, obviously, you know, it's announced that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to play in the game. Travis Etienne isn't going to play in the game after everybody's been raving about him in camp, you know, coming back from that injury. So I jumped on the Raiders. I think this game's going to mean a little bit more. I mean, it's two new head coaches. Usually a new head coach tries to show out in his first preseason game, but – you know, Josh McDaniels, it's a big weekend for his family. You know, he grew up pretty much right down the street. I know his father, I believe, is going in the Hall of Fame at the high school that he coached at. So I ended up going with the Raiders. I do think that they have the more talented second, third string, but it's pretty much a coin toss.
Man, Ryan, you really sound knows, to you me know? Like a guy that used to be the host here on Sports Talk, Buddy DiLiberto. Man, Buddy, he would always try to con me into betting on preseason games, East-West Shrine, North-South, Senior Bowl. Man, they had the blue-gray game years ago. It was on Christmas Day. He was gambling on that. So, but, man, betting on preseason, God bless you.
Yeah, you know, it's just great to have football back. But there are certain angles, there are certain ways that you could kind of make some money in the preseason.
Yeah, like
John
is.
Harbaugh, for example. I mean, John Harbaugh goes out there to win every single preseason.
He sure does.
And I like the Packers a little bit come this preseason. I always look at the teams that have a strong backup offensive line, because you have to look at these teams that are going to be evaluating their quarterbacks. How are they going to be protected? So if a team has a strong, you know, second string offensive line, I look to target them. I like Green Bay a little bit in the preseason because actually all the reviews on Jordan Love, it looks like some people are saying he might be ready to be an NFL starter. Obviously,
yeah,
that's not
right.
going to be in Green Bay, but we'll see what ends up happening. The thing is, man, this quarterback class next year is so deep with C.J. Stroud. I know some people think Bryce Young's a little bit too small, but I absolutely love him. I like the Van Dyke kid out of Miami.
Mark Levis.
It's going to be I love Levis.
From love Kentucky. Levis.
Yow. Oh, man, I can't wait to watch them this year.
Oh, Will Levis.
I don't know. Yeah, Will Levis, yeah. I don't know if they're going to be an 8-win team. I don't know if they're going to be a 10-win team, but I know they're going to be able to score some points, and I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's
good.
And,
Ryan, speaking of quarterbacks, and you bring up Green Bay, what is the fan base or what is your take on Aaron Rodgers to enhance, I don't know, his lifestyle, whatever, with psychedelics? I mean, kind of being enlightened.
You know, I said today, I don't know what's more impressive. Kyler Murray is a borderline top 10 quarterback when healthy. And, you know, the reports are he doesn't study the playbook. Or Aaron Rodgers being the back-to-back MVP while doing it on psychedelics. I don't know what's more impressive, man, because I'll tell you, I'm not buying into Kyler Murray just doesn't look at any of the – I don't buy into he's not watching any film. He's not diving into the playbook because he is so talented when he's healthy. But with Rodgers, you know, I joked because I grew up in Chicago, and so I was joking with my friends today because obviously they sent me the link and they were having fun with it. And I said, man, he owns your organization. He owns your franchise, and he's doing it on mushrooms and psychedelics. That has to be pretty embarrassing.
Ryan, I got a similar question along those lines. Explain his girlfriend is blue. What's her name?
She's not witch, though.
Blue
she's
Earth,
not a witch.
Blue Heaven? I'm not even sure.
Blue Earth.
Not
Blue
a witch
Earth.
Is what she says. Yeah.
Yeah, I just she looks interesting.
She definitely does look interesting. But you know, the thing with Rodgers, I compare him to Jerry Seinfeld because every season, now Jerry in every episode had a new girlfriend.
Yes.
Rodgers every season
had
a new girlfriend.
I got it.
Well, and Danica Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, look at all these. And he went to Cal Berkeley. Come on. So that didn't. That's where it all started, psychedelics. I mean, come on. So that's why that didn't surprise me at all.
No, me either. He's a West Coast kid. And look at every time he gets, you know, my old co-host in Milwaukee, he had a take that Rodgers, whoever he's hanging out with or whoever he's dating at the time, he kind of takes on that persona. He becomes that person.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting take, Ryan, because that does happen.
He's the hippie stud quarterback.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Hey, but as long as he throws 38 to 40 touchdown passes, continues to only turn the ball over 5 to 6 times, I think he'll be just fine because I am super excited for that run game this year with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I don't know who's going to take over as the number one receiver. Well, I'm more excited about the Saints, to be honest with you guys. I have so much money pumped into that over 8.5, over 9 wins.
Listen, I was going to tell you, Ryan, man, that defense, what I've been seeing in practice, is pretty damn good. And Will Lutz stays healthy. And, man, Michael Thomas yesterday, I mean, he really put on a show. And you can tell. I don't know if he's 100% back, but he's pretty close. And if Kamara can hold out the season – I think you're pretty good on that 8.5, and I'm good on the 8.
I think so, too. Yeah, the 8. I mean, I love getting the 8. I played it again at 8.5, and I also had to take a little stab with them winning the division because Tampa Bay is great, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that they're minus 300 to win the division great this year with Tom Brady doing the fake retirement, then coming back. You know, they already are all beat up on the offensive line. We'll see what Julio Jones has left in the tank. It is great that they're getting Chris Godwin back for their sake, but I like the Saints a lot defensively. Jameis, I mean, again, I'm watching viral clips. Mike, I know that you guys are able to actually get out there and see this in person, but I love what I'm seeing from Chris Olave as the deep threat. And then, yeah, Mike Thomas. I mean, even if he's 80% to start the year, I mean, 3-4 years ago, we were talking about him like he was the best wide receiver in all of football. I'm more excited about the defensive side of the ball, like I said. So I'm excited for this team this year, you guys.
Well, and Jarvis. Jarvis looks good, too.
Well, Ryan, you know how the Saints got under the radar, unless the people on the end, in the know, so to speak, with the Saints. But I think everybody wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But, boy, locally, I know they got to be all excited about, because I think I saw him on NFL Network, but Coach LaFleur was talking about their defense. And that he would say, man, I don't know. We had a drill where I don't know if we didn't have even had time to pass. It seems like we'd have got sacked every time, and it was 7 first rounders. I mean, are y'all as excited about with that Packers defense as much as, you know, everyone wants to talk about Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers? But I think a lot of people don't realize that Packers defense could have an impact.
So this is why I love coming on with you guys, because everybody else today has been asking me about Aaron Rodgers, and it's a funny story, but I can't stop talking about this defense because for the last 15 years of my life, other than, you know, the Super Bowl year, they haven't had a top 10 defense. In fact, Aaron Rodgers has had a top 10 defense one time in his career, and he won the Super Bowl that year. So this is the first time I've ever been more excited about the defensive side of the ball than the offensive side of the ball, because I have no idea who the hell any of these guys in the wide receiver room are. I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know who's going to step up and be the number one. But on the defensive side of the ball, they were able to, because they do end up moving Devontae Adams, they were able to bring back Rasul Douglas, and they were able to bring back Devondre Campbell, two huge pickups from last season. And now you bring back Jair Alexander, when healthy. I think he's a top 3 defensive back in the league. Adrian Amos is a very underrated safety. I like Darnell Savage. He just has to stay healthy, and it's another year in Joe Barry's system. And then in the draft, everybody's excited about Quay Walker, rightfully so. But I like his teammate from Georgia a little bit better, Devontae Wyatt, at defensive tackle, because that means, finally, Kenny Clark isn't going to eat double teams on 85% of the snaps. I think people are going to realize just how damn good he is. Eric Stokes was really good as a rookie.
He Rashawn Gary.
Lockdown corner. Rashawn Gary is going to – he's going to have double-digit sacks this year, you guys. If you could find that prop – it sounds crazy, and it sounds like a homer pick. I wouldn't be shocked.
No,
if he was up there
I jumped on that.
Player of the year.
I did jump on that. That double digit sack for Gary. No, he looked like, man, the light has come on for him as a player. Your thoughts on?
Yeah, a quick story on him, really quick. So the other day, the second team defense. You guys may have even seen this, but I got a buddy that covers the team still. The second team defense wasn't bringing it to practice, and he just got right in the huddle and started yelling at everybody. He's taking on the leader role. I'm really excited for him now that Za'Darius Smith is gone.
Your thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals? They 9.5. This is a team that, they were close last year, really close. And, you know, and Joe had his appendix out. That's not a major surgery. But you think about on paper, Ryan, this team to me seems to be better than they were a year ago. Now, you're not going to sneak up on anybody, but I didn't think you snuck up on anybody once you got past the midway point. Everybody knew how good you were. How good do you think the Bengals can be and that over bet on 9.5 for the Bengals?
I'm not fading the Bengals, and I wouldn't go under on the 9.5. I do expect them, you know, to be really competitive again this year. I won't be shocked if they win 12 games. I also wouldn't be shocked if they had a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover and maybe they're an 8-win football team, only because now Zach Taylor, he's a good coach, but sometimes I question his play calling a little bit just because I love Joe Mixon, but they run the ball on first down, you know, at like the fifth highest rate in the National Football League, and a lot of those carries are 2 yards, 3 yards. I just don't like Joe Burrow having to drop back on 3rd and 8, you know, a lot, because he takes so many unnecessary hits, and a lot of that is on him. He needs to learn how to slide, but he's great. Obviously, the skill position players are great. You know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is going to have another big year if he's able to stay healthy. I don't really mind what they lost at the tight end position. They need to do a better job protecting Joe, because he was so great. Even in the playoffs last year in those games, he just sat back there. He knew he had a hot defense. He knew they had a solid pass rush. So he just kept taking hit after hit because he knew, I don't want to force any turnovers because my defense is playing well enough to win this football game. If they're able to protect him, I think he's only going to continue to get better. I worry about the defense next year being as good as they were, even though they do have the most expensive defensive line in all of football, because they actually stayed pretty healthy last year. So my pick in that division with the Deshaun Watson stuff, and we don't know, is he going to miss 6 games? Is he going to miss the entire season?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah, right. That's what I wanted to ask you.
I like Baltimore a little bit.
Yeah, Baltimore. You know, as much as the Saints dealt with injuries, the Ravens might have been the AFC version of the Saints.
Tennessee Titans,
that they
too.
Were dealing with. Now, Ryan, you bring up Deshaun Watson. Everybody has a take on this. You look at Judge Robinson and Sue Robinson, and all of a sudden she ruled a 6-game suspension on Deshaun. Then you look at the NFL on Wednesday yesterday exercised its right to appeal per the collective bargaining agreement. Now, the players' union has until the end of business Friday, my understanding, to respond in writing. The union could challenge the appeal ruling in federal court, setting the stage for a prolonged fight. The question is, do you think it's going to be a prolonged fight? And also, NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said there's no timeline for Goodell or his designee to make a ruling. According to the league personnel conduct policy, the appeal would be a process on an expedient basis. Also, it will be limited to consideration of the terms of discipline and imposed and based upon review of the existing record without reference to the evidence or testimony not previously considered. And that's all lawyer talk right there, but what do you think is going to happen? Could they save face maybe since they wanted a whole season and maybe the NFLPA doesn't push back if they would say, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 games, and at least we get to play 4 games? Or what is your take on that?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think that Roger Goodell is going to go for the full season. I think they want him out this year. I don't think they want him playing football. And I think that's the reason, obviously, you know, that they go through the first process and you get the 6 games. Because now I think there's a shot that if Roger Goodell rules the entire season that he has to miss, then I think that they may take this to court. you know, and say, okay, well, we're going to try to get him on the field this year. And then he'll have this chip in his back pocket, you know, that it, that they went through this process, and that's kind of what went down. So that there's, so he's not going to kind of like screw himself in the long run if this does go to court. But I don't know. I think if I'm a betting man, which obviously I am, I'm betting that he's going to miss the entire season. Even if he misses six games, even with the schedule being as easy as it is, I'm just looking at it like he's not going to be available. And even if he is, I know he's practicing with the team right now. He's going to be a little rusty. He hasn't played football in over a year and a half. We haven't seen him. So I'm going with Baltimore this year to win the division. And I love that we're getting plus money with them. I know Cincinnati was great last year, but it's a prove it year for Lamar Jackson. You expect J.K. Dobbins to be back. I know they haven't spent any money at the wide receiver position and they lost Hollywood Brown, but that defense is going to be much better. Harbaugh is a great coach. And I just don't know what to do with Cleveland right now because, you know, Stefanski was so good year one with Baker. And then year two, I thought he struggled a little bit with the play calling, but also because Baker was so beat up. He was so injured. And so they go after Deshaun, which is a player. He's one of the best. But I don't know, man. It's kind of a mess of a situation. And I don't want to touch it right now in Cleveland.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, man. We always enjoy talking to you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, right. Ryan. Don't take any psychedelics.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvat's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. We'll have a lot more here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Man, what you got, Hebert?
I was thinking psychedelics back in my day, that was you were tripping on acid, or a little blotter acid, or mushrooms. But and with psychedelics, that could be that's a broad spectrum there. It depends what psychedelics you're on.
All right, we'll have Bobby give us a little bit more medicine advice right after this break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.